right, so good morning, everyone. Good morning. I am so happy to be here and to see all of you. I think you kind of get what our theme is today. Wind beneath our wings, rising, Maya Angelou. So yes, we all can rise. Who helped you to rise up this morning? Let us consider the story of the geese and teamwork. To some of you, this story may be familiar, while to others, it might be less so. However, it contains important lessons for us as we consider the work we must do to live in community, to thrive, and to continue to evolve as a species. So, hence the pictures on the monitor, and even the V formation at the end of the dance. When you see geese flying along in V formation, you might consider what science has discovered as to why they fly that way. As each bird flaps its wings, it creates an uplift for the bird immediately following. By flying in V formation, the whole flock adds at least 71% greater flying range than if each bird flew on its own. People who share a common direction and sense of community can get where they are going more quickly and easily because they are traveling on the thrust of one another. And this morning I'd like to start with my gratitudes to my family, gratitudes to everyone who helped put this service together. So thank you, Joe. Thank you, Louise. Thank you, the people who got the chairs lined up. Thank you, Paul. Thank you to my husband, DM. Thank you to my mom, my first avatar, my first teacher. And I don't see him here, but a dear friend to this congregation and someone who is the part of the village, the community that raised me, my avatar and friend and mentor, Ivan Polanski. Thank you to the universe, and certainly last but not least, thank you, Core of Fire. My goodness, this is supposed to be a weekend workshop, but here we are 14 years later, so none of us travel alone. And thank you to all the Core men and the Core husbands and the Core partners that are here in the audience today. Again, we do not travel alone, and it is really from the bottom of my heart that I extend my gratitudes to all of you this morning. When a goose falls out of formation, it suddenly feels the drag and resistance of trying to go it alone and quickly gets back into formation to take advantage of the flying power of the bird in front. If we have as much sense as a goose, we will stay in formation with those people who are headed the same way we are. When the head goose gets tired, it rotates back in the wing and another goose flies point. It is sensible to take turns doing demanding jobs, whether with people or with geese flying south. Geese honk from behind to encourage those up front to keep up their speed. So I hope we will honk from behind, not to tell the person in front to hurry up, but you know, as we honk this morning, as we sing this morning, as we dance this morning, I hope that we can go here uplifted and encouraged by one another. What messages do we give when we honk from behind? Finally, and this is important, when a goose gets sick or is wounded by gunshot and falls out of formation, two other geese fall out with that goose and follow it down to lend help and protection. They stay with the fallen goose until it is able to fly or until it dies, and only then do they launch out on their own or with another formation to catch up with their group. If we have the sense of a goose, we will stand by each other like that. So who helped you rise this morning? Thank that person and take a look to the left and to the right and just say, thank you for helping me rise this morning. Today, I want to talk about a deep hope, a radical hope, an evolutionary hope, as we here in this community continue to do the work of social justice. As we here in this community continue to learn, to explore, to question, to dare, to continue to have conversations even like the one we had this morning for those of you who attended the dialogue. I call this work a radical kind of hope that I encourage each of us to hold in our hearts individually and collectively as we continue to evolve as a community of consciousness. The words of the Katy Perry anthem that we heard this morning called Rise inspired me for sure as we did this version sung by the Voices of Service, a group made up of 3 men and 1 woman who have served our nation and continue to serve our nation through the transformative power of music for our troops who are struggling with suicidality, depression, and post-traumatic stress disorder. And with tomorrow being Veterans Day, thank you to all of you who have served our nation in that way. Now, how one might do this, we ask. Now, for me, in those 2 furious minutes of the piece entitled We All Can Rise, where the movements of the chorus suggest at the end of the dance, perhaps birds in flight, in formation, flying in the V. The movements, the choreography, as it came through me, informed me of the following, and together as a community, these are the things I would like us to work on. We must continue the oft-times difficult work of being an inclusive community, embracing those with seeming difference and even opposing views. This means living up to and supporting that sign outside of this building that says that we are a welcoming place. You know, that sign that says things about LGBTQI and Black Lives Matter. Those aren't just words, but those are the living thesis of this community and in this place. How do we continue that work in the face of fear, in the face of opposition, in the face of disorder? To do this, we cannot sit back and be a good person. This is no longer sufficient in the words of Ibram X. Kendi's book, How to Be an Anti-Racist. He suggests that the only way to undo racism is to consistently identify and describe it and then to dismantle it. We must do this not only with racism, but with each and every concept and idea that keeps us from being fully human, fully alive, fully aware. Perhaps together we can be present to the breath in our body. Perhaps we can continue to breathe deeply and daily incorporate gentle movement into our days to develop a spaciousness and capacity for oneself, allowing oneself to be open enough to have room for another. That is what my life in movement and my life in dance has done for me. And I suggest to each one of you, you don't have to dance like the core, but take a few breaths, notice and savor your breath. And just a little bit of gentle movement, perhaps some gentle shaking, perhaps some of the beautiful movements of Qigong, and perhaps you'll join our very own Maxine and member of Core of Fire in a beautiful exploration of movement. But that, if I were to write a prescription for each of us and every one of us in this room, it would be the prescription of breath and movement. For you see, that is the very definition of life, From conception on, the spinning of the egg and the sperm until it creates that blastocyst that spins and spins and spins until it implants and from there continues to grow. That is life. That is possibility. That is transformation. It is no more difficult, no more complex than that. Moving on, as we individually become more whole and more just, together we will rise and create more spaciousness for all of us. We must expand our capacity for love beyond sameness, beyond location, survival-based orientation, to the place where any sense of threat is diminished. In the song Rise, Katy Perry suggests that we won't just survive, can't write my story. We are beyond the archetype. We won't conform, no matter how you or they shake our core, because our roots, my roots, run deep. And just as the willingness to be in denial is dying in some of us, as the understanding that anywhere that there is suffering in any species on this planet, in any human on this planet, anywhere that suffering exists, we understand that it is a reflection of how the organism of the world is suffering. And I mean, if there's a rock that's suffering, if there's a snail that's suffering, anything that has life, and everything has life, even the seemingly inanimate objects, we can't take any of it for granted. We can't continue to act like it all doesn't matter. It all matters. We all matter. Every living thing, both animate and inanimate, even things that we don't think are alive are actually alive. There is a vibration to it, and we all must begin to attend to it. We all must develop this unending capacity for love. We all must continue to cultivate the self, to allow this spaciousness of our heart, our very being, to continue to expand, because as it expands in the individual, it expands in the person next to you, and the person next to them, and the person next to them, and in that way it goes out, and it is all embodied in your breath. The body and our movement know the truth of our very being. It's all in here. There are no secrets. It's not hidden from our bodies. So all of our love, all of our joy, all of our sorrow, and especially all of our trauma and our pain, it is embodied here. So again, I invite you all to breathe. I invite you right now, everybody just sitting, let's give a little shake. Give a little shake. All that stuff that's kinked up in there, that was kinked up in there from last night, last week, last month, last year, 30 years ago. Let's let it all go. The pain, the uncertainty, the doubt, the very idea of separation. For you see, in the words of Reverend Angel Kyoto Williams, the world is our field of practice. For me, anything less than the realization and acceptance of this truth is completely intolerable. The antithesis of my very, and perhaps our very, existence. So I continue to say, bring it on. Bring on that next election. Bring on the awareness around guns and violence. Bring on the continued discussions around racism, sexism, inclusion, exclusion. Bring it all into the light. where only in the light will it have the opportunity to be transformed. And in the final words of Dr. Maya Angelou's magical anthem, Still I Rise, it is only then that we become fully in touch with the deepest part of our humanity and fully alive, to become fully, fully alive, to be embodied, and to become our fully alive, loving human self. Now, in closing today, I'd like you to take the hand of the person next to you, and I'd like you to rise in body or in spirit, so you could do this sitting or standing. And let's together, instead of I rise, let's repeat three times, we rise. So here we go. We rise, we rise, we rise. Thank you very much.